I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We have the hashtag Dork Minute coming your way at 11:45, so stay tuned for that. You can listen live on the Audacy app, Audacy. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. While you're on the Audacy app, go back and listen to Terp breaking down the Celtics media game. Go back and listen to Taylor Kyle's
quote-unquote game
from earlier this hour. Yeah, not much of a competition.
Yeah, a bit of a bloodbath.
Yeah. I think it was the way Greeny put it on Barstool was belt to ass is what that was. You can also hear Jason Varitek this morning with the Greg Hill Show, again, on the Odyssey app. So go back and use the rewind feature. Give that a listen. Meanwhile, here's some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday. What's first up here today, Billy?
Would you rather Cam Ward or Bryce Young?
Oh, boy.
Two number one overall picks.
Two of my guys.
Oh, yeah. You actually picked both these teams to win the divisions.
No, 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 no. I had Carolina as a playoff team, I believe. Yeah, I had the Bucks.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah, I had the Bucks.
Are we sure about that? That's why. Oh, you must have the Bucks.
I had the Bucks in the Super Bowl.
But you had Carolina. Okay.
I had Carolina in the playoffs. I definitely had the Titans winning their division, though.
All right, so this is what, year three for Bryce Young?
Yep.
Just got a chance to see him firsthand. It was off to a very rocky start. He started every game, though, I think, his rookie year. And then last year, didn't play in all the games, but then ended up playing. Remember, he got like benched.
Started,
was in there.
Benched, yeah. Came back hot late last year.
Yeah, hot as a pistol.
Yep.
This year, he's off to a 3-3 start. Best start of his career, probably. Meanwhile, Cam Ward is in a, let's call it a tough spot. His coach has already been fired. He's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the NFL, and it's not even close.
He has one game-winning touchdown throw that got kicked into the end zone that his guy fell on top of.
Counts.
It counts.
Goes down as a big dub.
Sure.
As Arizona gifted them the game. I don't like either of these quarterbacks. Let the record show.
Yeah.
Let me get a couple more facts out here for you. Bryce Young's nickname?
Okay.
Carolina Reaper.
Carolina Reaper, like the pepper.
Why? Because he haunts the Carolinas.
I don't know why they call him that.
Well, he's the Reaper from Carolina.
He's also famously shorter than Mina Kimes. She claims she was in heels, but I think they're like the same height. It was not a good look for him prior to the draft. I think there's more of a book out in the NFL on Bryce Young. And even though I stole some fantasy points last week with him throwing three touchdowns, I don't believe in Bryce Young at all. Cam Ward, I didn't really like, but just barely started the NFL. If I had to choose between the two, I'd give me Cam Ward,
I guess. Cam Ward. Yeah. Who did you like better in their draft year?
Neither.
Who did you like better?
Oh, going in? I guess Cam Ward?
I like Ward better coming out. I didn't love Bryce Young his draft year.
No.
And the answer
is... I was a Stroud over Young guy.
The answer is Ward, because you're talking about it's been six games, and maybe he can right the ship. We've seen that with a lot of guys. Now, look, in fairness to Bryce Young, we've seen a lot of guys specifically leave Carolina and get fixed.
Oh, my God. Two of them are like MVP candidates.
Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Yeah. So, like, I honestly don't think the book is totally closed on Bryce Young. But if I got to pick one now, I don't feel great about either one, but I'm picking one, Cam Ward. It's six games in.
Yeah.
A lot can change. We've seen guys have disaster rookie years. turn it around. Maybe a new coach helps. Maybe not. Maybe year two, he's different. Maybe some weapons around him changes things, which I actually do think Bryce Young has a little bit of help around him, unlike Cam Ward.
He's got Tet now.
The joke's about Bryce Young.
He's got Rico Dowdle.
For God's sake. The joke's about Bryce Young on Twitter anyway, where it's like, once he throws his obligatory interception to start the game, I think last week he had like a perfect quarterback rating after he threw a pick.
He threw three touchdowns and they beat Dallas.
Like, he makes a back-breaking mistake and then he plays really well.
He wakes up. Getting hit once.
I think the answer is Cam Ward. By the way, did you see what Cam Ward had to say to Mike Silver?
I don't think I saw this, no. What did Cam Ward have to say?
So this is the same guy who said, basically, Jabril Peppers. He's like, we're ass or whatever he said earlier this year.
Cam Ward said that?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, we're ass. I've been playing like ass.
Oh, right. We played that. It was in the press conference. Yes. It was in a press conference after the game.
You're right. It wasn't like, mic'd up on the field like Peppers. It was to the media.
I'll keep it a buck right now. Yeah. Like, we're terrible or whatever. Like, we're effing terrible.
We're ass. Yeah. So to Mike Silver, he asked him to grade himself, Silver, and he graded himself an F, which is not surprising. He did say, I'm not playing how I want right now, so once I play how I want to play, I think the rest of the league is effed.
D-.
That was his direct quote to Mike Silver. So look out, rest of the league. Once he figures it out, the rest of the league is effed.
Okay.
That was a direct
quote. I guess if you say so.
Okay. What else do we have for Would You Rathers?
Would you rather Peyton Pritchard start or come off the bench again this year?
I like six man.
I like start.
Oh, I like six man. That's right. Six man.
Start.
I think I'd rather him come off the bench. He's very good at that. Doesn't mean you don't finish the game. Doesn't mean you don't play more minutes than some of the starters. I like him coming off the bench. I would start Simons with White and Brown and then two other big dudes.
Right. This is what I don't want. I don't want to start two of those guys.
What do you mean?
Two big guys?
Well, like maybe Hauser, like not even really a big guy. Yeah, but you could go Hauser.
I'd rather have two big guys.
Well, this was right. Who are you starting? They've been in some of these preseason
Boucher.
Games. I think starting like Boucher and other guys.
Tillman started some of these games.
Yeah, I don't want that.
So would you start all? You'd go just like Villanova from the early 2000s, like four guards.
Yes.
Peyton Pritchard and Simons, I think, is tough to put out there.
That's gonna be tiny.
Yeah, you're a little in the backcourt,
but. Yeah, I don't.
But he was so effective as a sixth man last year.
He was. You don't think he'd be effective as a starter?
Less so. I think there's something about him coming in there, going up against some of the backups, also just being like an energy spark plug off the bench.
There you go. You like this lineup? This was a recent lineup. They did start Pritchard and Simons in one of these preseason games where Jaylen Brown didn't play.
And it was a mistake.
Their front court was Kata.
Yeah, Nemus Kata is good.
Chris Boucher,
he can shoot.
And the lawnmower. Josh Minot. They all started a preseason
game.
Lawnmower got out there.
All right, I don't love that lineup.
How about this one? This is Pritchard, White, Brown, Hauser, Boucher. That's closer.
So no Simons.
That's closer to what I would want to do.
So then is Simons your sixth man, or no? You're starting both of them.
I'd start them both.
No, I don't know if you can do that though against certain teams.
Okay, but then the alternative is you're starting Hauser and one of their crappy bigs.
Hauser can fill it up from three.
Hauser can do that off the bench.
Yeah, but you need somebody to body some of these big guys. Not every team is going to start four guys under 6'4".
Brown, White, Hauser, Tillman, Boucher. That was another preseason lineup.
Yeah.
I don't know if that team's beating the Celtics media.
Are you changing with that? Maybe the coaches. Maybe they're losing the coaches.
Yeah, maybe the coaches. Good point.
Do they scrimmage each other? And how does that game go? What do you think? Are you still over the 40 wins, though?
Yes.
Yeah, so am I. I mean, this sounds kind of harrowing when you go through like some of the lineups.
Well,
but
we did this with the Bruins. Oh, we should have really Chicago Bulls the whole thing.
Oh, you know what we got to do next week, actually?
What's that?
Is our preseason team awards. Our team six-man, our team all-stars, our team defensive player, our team clutch player.
Got to do that.
All that stuff.
Have to do that.
Should we do that with Terp on Wednesday?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's
mark it down,
sure.
Guys.
Yeah,
can you write that down in our planner?
Yeah. We could add that to the list.
Nick's shaking his head.
And then CC the Celtics coaches on this because they're going to want to hear what Terp has to say about it.
I'm going to put Emile Jefferson on comeback player of the year.
Okay, so I want Pritchard to start. You want him off the bench.
Yep.
Okay. What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather your neighbor put up Halloween decorations for 2 months or have an all-night fireworks show every 4th of July?
Okay.
So one of my neighbors does this, and it's a nightmare for the dog. I've talked about this every summer. It is a show that is better than the town show. It's obnoxious. They play like loud music all day, which, you know, whatever. Maybe it makes me sound old, and I'm fine with that. But then it's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The dog is terrified of fireworks, and
how old is Harrow?
Oh God! Wait, what are you trying to say?
No. I mean, Charles is almost 13, and
same.
He couldn't hear a firework if he tried these days.
Oh.
Like could it? Like they used to really bother him.
No, his ears are good.
Can't hear anymore. So I think now present day,
his ears are good.
Deaf and no teeth.
Yeah,
poor dog.
I would lean towards
enough's enough, John. Stop torturing this dog. I love dogs, but this poor guy.
I would lean towards the fireworks show now because it doesn't bother the dog. But when it used to bother Charles and he would go hide behind the toilet.
It's the worst.
I would have chosen anything but the fireworks
show. Also, do you care more if somebody is like way early with the decorations or way late? Because I always find it odd.
What would bother me more? The way late would bother me more.
Yeah, because if you're super excited about
like
it.
Like either one. But the
gotcha.
More, if you still have your Halloween decorations up like a week later, like what the hell are you doing?
You're like,
I'll give you a couple of days.
Yeah.
Halloween's on a Thursday. You got till Sunday to get that crap down. But like the next week?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. No, that's when it's like bleeding into like February for the Christmas stuff. And you're like, guys, let's kind of figure this out.
Right.
Maybe take down the Nutcracker. Maybe it's time to kind of find a place for it.
Yeah. So,
but at least that's not like a whole loud show. That's not keeping the kids up. That's not freaking the dog out.
Some of those lights.
Well, some of the lights, I guess. Yeah, you got to dim it a little bit.
I mean, I heard some people have 300 items on their lawn.
Yeah, that one guy's going for the Guinness Book.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. I'll say, give me the decorations up. That one night, it's only one night of the year, but it's brutal. Can't stand it.
Yeah, I'll go with the fireworks show present day. But again, you asked me this 2 years ago when Charles had working ears. I might have answered differently. What else?
Finally, would you rather be a Titan or an Oiler?
I want this for the football team, or what would I like
would
to do?
Would you rather be? Like if you were
as
known
a profession.
As, yeah, probably a Titan. Titan of industry.
Sure.
Oh, I was thinking like mythical Titan.
A mythical Titan, sure. Rather than an Oiler?
Is an oil man?
I mean, oil men do pretty well. They have a lot of money.
They do. Those Wildcatters do real nice.
They do nice. Yeah.
Jerry Jones, is he a Wildcatter?
He is an oil man.
He's a wild. He's got a cat wagon.
Daniel Day-Lewis famously was an oil man.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And not like the best guy. He worked hard.
Mm-mm.
He was a complicated creature. I think Titan, though, is the answer. Now, when you're talking about football team, not even close.
Oilers
every day of the week.
Oilers all day, every day. Bring back those unis.
The helmet was better.
Yeah.
The uniform color was better.
Like
the whole thing.
The personnel.
Should Tennessee.
You like all those wide receivers. I know this
about
you.
Oh, my God. Hayward Jeffries, Curtis Duncan, Webster Slaughter.
I like Webster Slaughter, yeah.
These guys were awesome.
See the
Drew Hill.
Who wore the turtleneck? That was Webster Slaughter?
That might have been Ernest Givens.
Maybe Ernest Giffens, yeah.
I remember all those guys, Curtis Duncan, and we talked about this before. As a kid, and maybe because of Tecmo Bowl, you thought they all were like 2,000-yard receivers. They were all like 800.
Like 850. Yeah, there were so
wide,
many of them. Yeah.
Shotgun, four wide. You got to feed those guys. It's like 700 yards. You're like, oh, guess he wasn't as good as I thought he was growing up. Should the Tennessee Titans be allowed to wear the Houston Oilers throwbacks, or should that be given to the Houston Texans?
Yes, they should be allowed to.
I know, but they left Houston. That's not fair.
Yeah, but
should the Ravens wear Browns throwbacks?
I mean, more so. Well, good point.
Thank you.
If there was
the defense rests, Your Honor.
Well, hang on. No, but
no, I got you. I already trapped you. You can't have a trap.
But the Cleveland Browns aren't like the Cleveland Bulldogs. They have the same name. That's different. If the Houston Texans were the Houston Oilers, they would get them. But they're not. They're the Houston Texans. You don't get them. You're not the franchise.
Should the Baltimore Ravens be able to wear the Baltimore Colts?
No, the Colts are still the Colts. It doesn't work. It doesn't work in that scenario.
Should the Boston Red Sox be able to wear the Boston Braves outfit?
Yes. Yeah, that one they should get to do. The B is very different.
Should the New Orleans Pelicans be able to wear the Lakers uniforms? Yeah, I got you.
Wait, I don't even get that one.
New Orleans, it was the New Orleans No, they moved from
the Lakers. The Lakers moved from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Should they be able to wear the Utah Jazz uniforms? That's what I meant. Minnesota Timberwolves should be able to wear the LA Lakers uniforms.
Yeah, you were thinking Pelicans should wear the Bobcats.
What?
Bobcats, Hornets.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, that was a weird trade-off for a while. Charlotte Bobcats has to be the worst organization, the worst uniform, the worst anything. Like, that was such a fake NBA team the whole time.
What are the Bobcats now, technically? They're the new Hornets?
The Charlotte Hornets.
Did they move somewhere else? They are technically the new Hornets.
I think they are the Hornets.
Okay.
Yeah, like, the best, one of the best names, best mascots, best uniforms.
No, the Titans should get the Oilers uniforms.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, they should.
But it's like a slap in the face. It's like when Carolina wears like the Hartford Whaler stuff. And you're like, you pulled the team out of there. Okay, but you don't get to wear that.
But that's still the same. That's the path of the franchise. You should get to do that.
All right, if you want to play the path game, then just be ready. You can have a lot of weird uniforms.
No, again, if the Houston Texans changed their name to the Houston Oilers, they would now get it. It's your name.
Got it.
But you don't get it anymore.
It's their city. Their proud city.
It is. Yeah. They couldn't keep a football team.
I don't remember Webster Slaughter having 600 yards receiving for any team in Tennessee.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.